Thank you very much. I actually prepared my remarks for the students more than for the parents, so I'm going to try not to turn my back on you completely. About a week or so ago, Ms. McSween stopped in the hall, and she said, "Oh, Mr. Bledsoe, I wanted to congratulate you on being selected for Teacher of the Year. And by the way, did anybody tell you that you're expected to give some remarks at the Honors Convocation, which is coming up in a few days?" And I said, "No, nobody told me that." And she said, "You know, would you mind doing that?" I said, no, I wouldn't mind. I know that's what you say to an assistant principal who asks you if you'd like to do something. So I was thinking about what it was that I wanted to say, and, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, I don't want to say something that, like, you know, they're going to hear, you know, over and over again, and, you know, all the other speeches that they're going to be listening to during, you know, their graduation time. And I talked to my wife about it. My wife said, "Well, you know, you should tell them something that, you know, that they don't already know." And I said, "Well, yeah, but that's part of the problem. They're graduating from high school. They already know everything." And I know that's true because I once graduated from high school, and when I graduated from high school, I already knew everything. And I'm sure you can ask all of your parents when they graduated from high school if they already knew everything. They'll tell you, "Yeah, I did." After a few years later, that we found out that, well, maybe we didn't know everything after all. But when we graduated high school, we knew everything. Well, so what I decided that I wanted to talk to you about tonight was what you have been learning here at Garner High for the past 4 years. And I can imagine a few of you kind of think to yourselves, well, Mr. Bledsoe, we know what we've been learning here at Garner High for the past 4 years. We've been learning about math and history and science and all those things. And that's true. But there have been some other things that you've been learning that haven't been on any of the tests that you've been taking over all that time. And those are the things that I want to talk to you about tonight. Back in the 90s, there was a man named James Heckman, who is an economist at the University of Chicago. And in fact, he's a Nobel Prize-winning economist, so he's kind of a big deal, at least in economics. And when you win the Nobel Prize, you kind of get to do pretty much whatever you want, and nobody can, you know, say anything about it. So he decided that he was interested in the GED. He wanted to find out, he had some things that he thought were interesting about the GED. The GED is the high school equivalency test that you can take if you have dropped out of high school and you want to still, you know, kind of get that credential, even though you didn't actually graduate from high school. And the reason Heckman was interested in the GED was that he discovered that most people who take and pass the GED exam, they only prepare for it for about 3 months. And he thought this was pretty impressive because he thought to himself, wow, 3 months versus 4 years to get a high school diploma, man, this GED sounds like kind of the way to go. I mean, if you can get it in 3 months rather than have to spend 4 years, maybe there's something going on here. That seemed like, you know, a pretty big difference. Well, he kind of said to himself what I hope some of you are saying, which is, you know, wait a minute, did I just spend the last 4 years of, you know, my life when I could have done it in 3 months? Well, the more he looked into it, the more he discovered that, yes, even though these GED recipients, people who got their GED, even though they had essentially established that they were just as smart as high school graduates, that, you know, they knew all of this stuff, that there were these other things that they apparently didn't know, because Heckman started looking at things that he started looking at outcomes that they, after high school, or rather after they got their GED, he started looking at things like, well, how well did they do in, say, the job market? How well did they do in college? How well did they do in the military? And even how well did they do in, like, in their marriages? And it turned out that every single thing that he looked at, the GED recipients didn't perform nearly as well as the high school graduates. I mean, it wasn't even close. In all of these different measures, high school graduates far and away outperformed the GED recipients, even though they were just as smart. And so Heckman set out to find out what exactly it was that happened in high school. What exactly was it that these high school graduates had learned during their 4 years in high school that the GED recipients had not? And he essentially came up with three things, and that's what I want to share. So the first thing that he found out, this kind of, you know, secret thing that you have learned that the GED recipients did not learn, the first thing is something called persistence. And persistence is involved in a lot of things, like, for example, you remember all those times over the last few years when you were maybe in class and you were learning some new concept, some new topic, and you didn't quite get it. And so you tried it, maybe you had to work some problems, and you tried, and you just weren't getting it, just wasn't clicking. And so you kept trying. And you asked some questions, and you did a few more problems, and it still maybe kind of, it still wasn't there, but you kept at it, and you kept at it, and you kept at it, and finally, you got it. That's persistence. And that's something that you have gotten here at Garner High. That's something that you have learned. It hasn't been on any test, but it's something that we, your teachers, have been doing for you, have been trying to provide for you all these opportunities to be persistent. And over the past 2 years, that's one of the things that you have learned. And the GED recipients did not learn that because they weren't in high school for the last 2 years. Second thing that you've been learning that the GED recipients did not learn about is something called self-control. So you remember all those other times in classes when you got it right away. Your teacher was talking about some new concept and you immediately knew what was going on. You got it. Okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to start working on this. And yet, somebody else in the class, they had some questions. Could the teacher explain it again? I don't get it. Can you do that some more? And you were thinking to yourself, and you wanted to roll your eyes, and maybe you wanted to sigh heavily, and you maybe even wanted to say something maybe a little unkind about that person who wasn't, but you didn't. That's self-control. And over the past few years, you've had a lot of opportunities to practice that self-control because we, your teachers, have been giving you a lot of opportunities to practice self-control, and you've gotten pretty good at it. And that's something that people who haven't spent the last 4 years in high school, that's something they haven't had a chance to practice. Finally, the last thing that you've learned here at Garner High over the last few years, that again, it wasn't on any of the tests that you took, is something called delaying gratification. And delaying gratification, this is like, for example, you remember all those times when your friend said, hey, come on, let's go and hang out. You know, let's chat on Facebook for a while. Let's play Call of Duty for a few hours. And you said, yeah, I'd really like to, but I got this thing I got to do. I've got this assignment. I've got this test. I've got this project. And yeah, I would like to go and hang out. I would like to, you know, I would like to do that. But I got this other thing, and it's important. It's not as fun, but it's important, and I need to get that done. So y'all go ahead and y'all go hang out. I'm going to catch you next time. I got to get this thing done. That's called delaying gratification. And again, you've had a lot of opportunities to practice that over the last few years, and I know you have because I, as one of your teachers, have been giving you lots of opportunities to practice that. We call that homework. We call that assignments. Yeah. And so you've had a chance to practice those. You've had a chance to practice delaying gratification. And again, that's something that the people who dropped out of high school, they didn't get a chance to practice that the way that you did. Well, so we already know that you're pretty smart. That's why you're here. You're about to get this thing called a high school diploma. All right? And that indicates a certain level of smartness, right? And usually when people say, well, it indicates you're smart, what they mean is, yeah, you know some stuff about math and about science and about English and about writing, and yeah, that's what it means to be smart. But the thing is, all those people who get their GED, they're just as smart as you are. They took a test too. They had to show that they knew about math and science and history. And yet they didn't learn all these other things that you learned. Some people call these things non-academic skills, non-cognitive traits. Some people call it character. That's probably as good a word as any for what it was that you have been learning here at Garner High. When you begin to encounter the challenges and the difficulties that you will encounter after high school, we all encounter them, When you begin to encounter those challenges and difficulties, it will be these things that you learn here at Garner High that will enable you to overcome these challenges. And we, your teachers, we, your parents, we have been privileged to have been a part of making that happen for you. I thank you very much for your attention and for your gracious patience. And on behalf of Garner Magnet High School, I wish you all the best. Thanks very much.